here at the 2014 World Dairy Expo, and Pam Bolin is sitting here with me, and she was just awarded the Dairy Woman of the Year, and it's a great honor. But first of all, Pam, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'd be happy to. My name is Pam Bolin. I'm born and raised in near Clarksville, Iowa, on a dairy farm. Married a dairy farmer and have been part of the dairy industry ever since. We farm on my husband's farm. My two grandkids that live near there are the sixth generation on the Bolin family farm.
Well, tell me a little bit about your daily role on the farm and what has, you know, led you to the dairy life and raising your children in that and that honor.
Well, my daily role, you know, has changed a little as I've gotten a little older. But, you know, when Dave and I came back from Iowa State in 1979, during the winter, which turned out being a little crazy, we were building a new double four parlor, which at the time was, you know, pretty cool swing parlor with an attached freestyle barn. And we moved into that while we were actually still in college. But my husband had started milking at the age of 13. His dad, they had a smaller stanchion barn and mostly Guernseys, and his dad was going to sell the herd and go into the post office. He'd got the postmaster job at our local community, and Dave didn't want to see the cows go, so his older sister encouraged him to talk to his dad, and they kept some heifers. So all through high school and part of junior high, he'd get up every morning before school and every night, even after football and sports, and milk cows. And then he got the opportunity, Dr. Fred Foreman, who was huge at Iowa State in recruiting, wanted him to come to Iowa State and at least try it. And his mom and younger sister said, you know, you try it and we'll keep things going on the farm as long as you keep a small herd. And that's how it all got started. And then when we got married in 78, right before his senior year, we had been looking at options whether to find a different farm or build. And we built then. And, you know, right at first, of course, it was both Dave and I. I've never worked off the farm in a paying job. And when our boys, you know, were home, I have three sons, you know, they would help when they weren't in sports and other things. And then when they went to college, it was back to full time again. And now our middle son, Dan, and his wife, Lynn, and their two children, Amar and Vance, are back on the dairy with us. So, but I still do some milking when needed. Yeah, I milked a little yesterday morning before I came to Expo. Uh-huh. I do calf chores. I do the financial records. Dave handles the cow records. And then the fun things like, you know, keeping all the lawn mowed and things like that, you know.
Absolutely.
That's my job too. But yeah, whatever needs to be done.
Well, what a cool legacy that you've instilled in your family and to continue the family farm. And that's what the whole industry is based on, is family operations. Tell me a little bit about the operation you run now. How many cows are you milking?
Well, right now we're milking about 70. There's, I think, 79 technically in the herd, or 80, depending if the heifer freshens this week, Estera, you know, that's, but yeah, we have them all named. But yeah, and we're looking to expand probably next year with Dan back. He's actually here looking at lots of options right now, and he's been looking at robots, different kinds. I mean, it's pretty excited about it, but, you know, trying to figure out what size you need to be to make that cash flow. He likes handling cows more than people, so I think that's an option he's really going to look at. And, you know, we'll still work with him some, and then I think it will kind of go on to be Dan's operation. And fortunately, his other two brothers are very excited and supportive. The oldest one is Matthew, and his wife Ashley live in Gainesville, Florida. Ashley is a Gainesville girl. They met doing hosting Quiz Bowl. She was on the Florida team, and Matt was on the Iowa team.
Oh, what a cool story.
Yeah, it is. It was very fun, and they live there, and he's an X-ray tech and MRI and all that stuff at the vet school there, and he actually has different vet students under him in rotation and works on a variety of animals, loves his job. You know, it's a little like dairy farming. You have to be on call sometimes.
Absolutely.
And do some weekends, and not quite as much dairy, but lots of horses, animals from Disney World, things like that. So he loves that life, but wants to see the farm continue so their two sons, Noah and Foster, can come. And they have the last couple summers. They are right now 8 and 4. Then our youngest son, James, has liked dairy and has always been good helping the farm, but has always had this passion for sports. Mm-hmm. And his degree is actually in sports ministry from Minnesota, and he currently works with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Southeast Minnesota, where he works in schools, high schools and colleges, you know, sharing the faith, but also with sports and how to put them together to just have a better life. Which, you know, you look at the recent NFL things thinking that's a big role right now. Kids need to know how to compete, but how to compete, you know, with character. And that's actually, you know, what they do. Then he also is a high school basketball coach for boys and a track coach for girls and boys at a different school. So that's what he does. And he's also married. And all of our kids currently have two kids.
Oh, what a strong family values that you've instilled in your entire family. Tell me briefly about the technology that you talked about, maybe incorporating more of that as you're walking around here at Expo and gathering the data and trying to crunch the numbers. So what's next technology-wise for your family operation?
Well, like I said, definitely maybe looking at robots. I mean, we've been on PC Dart a while, you know, and we have the information. Dave has his little handheld that he goes out and he enters everything in there, and then he can come out and sync into the computer. And, you know, so that kind of stuff we're already used. And thanks to our sons, we do know how to tweet and do Facebook and those kind of things. So they've taught us that, you know, you've got to be active in social media now. We do have a farm page on Facebook, Beaver Creek Farm, and just try to show people through that, just kind of share what dairy is and what our life is and how we're just trying to do the best we can to give them a quality product.
Well, thank you, Pam, for sharing your story and what the dairy industry means to you. Congratulations on your honor of Dairy Woman of the Year. Once again, talking with Pam Bolin here at the 2014 World Dairy Expo. I'm Jamie Johansson.